The gospel reading today reminds me that every time we drive, we see the warning on our rearview mirror all the time. The object appeared in the mirror is closer than real life. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we blow things out of proportion because we tend to read everything according to our understanding, our own judgment, our own viewpoint. But in reality, teaches us that not everything as dramatic that it is. And as a matter of fact, every time too, there's an argument between a couple within a family, people begin to say things in absolute terms. You've always done this. You always did this. This always happened. Let's be honest, become very dramatic, very emotional, and very judgmental. When we just look at things from our side, we become myopic. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, today's gospel reading to remind us to expand our horizon instead of being myopic, close-minded, or having everything blown out of proportion. Look at things from the eyes of God, and looks at things not according to our judgment, our standards, but according to the light of grace, the light of love, and allow God to expand our heart to forgive our brothers and sisters, even when they made a mistakes, even when it's hard. Forgiveness is hard, but it require us to trust in the good Lord. My brothers and sisters, trust in the good Lord is hard. And that's why in the first reading today, Abraham had to trust in the Lord to let go of his homeland and to embark on that journey of faith in order to go to where he did not know, outside of his comfort zone. Each and every one of us are called to trust in the Lord and to go outside of that comfort zone, to go outside of what we have built for ourselves, to look with the eyes of God, to love. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, reread both readings today and ask the Lord to expand our heart, to expand our horizon so that we can see things that he sees, and to love as he loves.